There are three kinds of high school diplomas offered in New York City schools. This week, we profile students getting one of each. First, WNYC's Sarah Gonzalez introduces us to Habi.
Habi Sando is from the South Bronx. Her family is originally from Burkina Faso.
Yeah, nobody knows what that is. It's a landlocked country in West Africa. It's right above Nigeria. Everybody only focuses on Nigeria and Ghana, so yeah.
Habi says, yeah, at the end of all her sentences. She's earning the top diploma.
I'm getting an advanced regents diploma, yeah.
To graduate with an advanced regents, students have to score 65 or higher on three math exams instead of just one for the regular regents. They have to score at least 65 on two science exams instead of one and take more language classes. In 2014, the New York State School Boards Association said less than a third of graduates earn an advanced regents diploma. Why so few? Well, there's not much of an incentive to take those extra classes and tests. The designation doesn't guarantee you anything, like preferred status during the college application process, for example. And if you go out of state, people don't even know what it is. Plus, Habi says they're just tests.
I don't feel like as if a regents in general, like, I don't know, has or holds like any value. It's just like how many questions a test, then it's pretty easy to get above a 65 on all of them, yeah.
Habi goes to the Manhattan Center for Science and Mathematics in Spanish Harlem. It's an academically selective school, but not one of the most competitive. She says she wasn't challenged.
For my economics class, honestly, I have a 98 in that class, and people are like, oh my God, how did you get that? But it's honestly like not that difficult. All you have to do is just read like chapter textbooks and then answer questions there. Write down classroom notes or like watch videos. Oh God, I feel like it's middle school part two.
Here's how Habi got here. She relied on the high school directory when she was in middle school to choose her top choices for high schools. She knew she wanted to get away from the South Bronx and away from the metal detectors at her old school. And she says the directory failed her.
A lot of the stuff in like the guidebook are like really deceiving. Like they try to make like a school seem that something that it's not.
She didn't know to look for things like college readiness rates at different high schools. She was 12. And like a lot of New York City kids, she was navigating this on her own.
My parents, they don't know how to read or write. So I kind of feel like I've had to like navigate like the educational system by myself. So like, yeah.
Habi is an A student. But she's still worried about college.
I know for sure that my like A's are not the same as A's in people from other schools, so that's why I'm kind of scared about college, because I don't feel like I'm going to be on the same level as students who went to like academically challenging high schools.
Habi is going to Boston University's College of General Studies before she chooses a major, and she's really, really, really excited. So, yeah. Sarah Gonzalez, WNYC News.